This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Donald Trump is making plans for the next 4 years now. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Republicans are eyeing unified power with Donald Trump in the White House.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
Trump is hailing both his election and that of a Republican-led Senate.
It was a hell of a good day.
Outgoing Republican leader Mitch McConnell's been in the minority.
Majority's a lot better.
A GOP Capitol Hill sweep would set the course for Trump's agenda, but House control is too early to call. Democrats would need to hold all their seats while flipping four from Republicans to seize the chamber, which would give them veto power over the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Harris is conceding defeat, but urging her supporters to continue to work for their vision of the nation.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election.
President Biden will talk to the nation today about the election. The inflation pressures dogging Americans helped Donald Trump win the election. Today, the Fed's expected to have a decision on interest rates. It's expected to cut a key rate. A wildfire northwest of Los Angeles has thousands of residents running for their lives. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner.
Bushes are burning, grass is burning, hedgerows are burning, agricultural fields are burning, and structures are burning. This fire is moving dangerously fast.
It's threatening areas around Camarillo, a fire captain calling it as intense as it gets. Israel says it's buying 25 F-15 fighter jets from Boeing for just over $5 billion. This is AP News. European leaders are talking about President-elect Donald Trump.
Some 50 European leaders are meeting in Hungary to discuss Germany's political crisis following the firing of its finance minister and future relations with the United States, as Donald Trump is said to return to the White House in a couple of months. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama says when Trump was first elected, everyone was shaking because maybe NATO could end. But he says NATO became stronger.
It's not necessarily something to worry because of him, but maybe something to reflect upon and to do much more to have a much stronger Europe.
During Trump's election campaign, he threatened anything from a trade war with Europe to a withdrawal of NATO commitments and a fundamental shift of support for Ukraine and its war with Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.